It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Win the YouTube chat right now, taking your questions. Jump in the stream at The Fan LA and smash that subscribe button. Los Angeles doesn't whisper sports. Good morning, LA. It's time to wake up with the passion of SoCal sports. With five-time NBA champion, Derek Fisher. A former ball player with zero fear and a mic that's always hot, Cody Decker. This is Derek and Decker on 97.1 The Fan.
Welcome back, Derek and Decker. Of course, D. Fish and myself, Cody Decker, here with you for another 3 hours of your L.A. morning commute here on 97.1 The Fan L.A. And, of course, our phone number, 855-97-LA-FAN. That is 855-975-2326. Give us a call. Let us know what you think of all the things we're talking and discussing. We've talked already quite a bit about yesterday's incredible, and I do mean incredible, Western Conference Finals first game matchup where the Spurs did take down the Oklahoma City Thunder for their first playoff loss. But it's time to switch over to the boys in blue, the Dodgers, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, they are currently tied for first place in the National League West to those pesky Padres down there in San Diego. But as this series begins, and it began last night, Padres get ahead of the Dodgers 1-0 in a dynamite start by Yamamoto. Sadly, gives up a home run to Andujar early in the game in the first inning. After that, it was kind of smooth sailing going his way. The Dodgers did have an opportunity to score, but Kim was held around third base in a play you can make the argument that he should have probably scored on. It would have tied up the game, maybe changed the dynamic of the game, but we're not necessarily going to start this segment talking about the Dodgers and their loss last night, although, however, give us a call if you want to talk about that, 855-97-LA-FAN, and also get in the chat on Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. I actually want to talk a little bit about an injury that they're currently sustaining, because the Dodgers have become a little bit of an injury ward to start the season. Blake Snell is a name that is coming up quite a bit for a couple of reasons. One, Blake Snell is under quite a contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers for 5 years. This guy is a two-time Cy Young Award winner. The Dodgers getting their hands on Blake Snell was almost kind of one of those multiple gambits that the Dodgers have pulled off these last couple of years. However, you can definitely notice something when it comes to Blake Snell, when it comes to his availability since being a Dodger. In his career, this man has pitched, roughly 125 professional Major League Baseball games. However, in this one season and a quarter so far, he's really only pitched about 10 games for the Los Angeles Dodgers, pulling in a 5-5 record and, of course, a 2.79 ERA. When he's out there, he's great, but right now, elbow injury, and when you hear elbow, everybody gets really worried about hearing the next word, which would be Tommy John surgery. Luckily, not the case for Blake Snell. There is a new injury that's very, very prominent in Major League Baseball, Derek Fisher. Have you ever had loose bodies?
Yes.
Show me on Raj where the loose bodies were. Raj, can you? Yeah, thank you. Raj is right there. Point on Raj's body where the loose bodies were.
Wherever your left knee is, Raj. Rod, why you put your arms up?
You got loose bodies there.
Airport screening,
like Operation. You never played the game Operation?
Oh yeah, I played a lot of Operation.
I don't remember Operation just being starfished out.
It might have been another game.
So knee, that's where you had it?
Yes.
Oh, brutal.
Yes, yes, yes.
I had it at my right shoulder and my left. I separated my left shoulder, and I had a ton of loose bodies in my left shoulder. And luckily, I didn't throw with that one, so I didn't really have to worry worry about it too much. But, man, it's annoying. It's frustrating. And right now there are a lot of pitchers right now in Major League Baseball who have been dealing with loose body injuries, specifically in their throwing elbows. Blake Snell is one of them. Tarek Skubal over there with the Detroit Tigers has just gotten a microneedling surgery, this new surgery that is kind of sweeping Major League Baseball. It's like a new form kind of scope surgery where they're going in and using a microneedle to kind of shave out the loose bodies, which is basically like a bone spur in within the ligaments, and kind of cleans it out. Tarek Skubal was already throwing within a week and a half of having said surgery, and they're expected Tarek Skubal to come back relatively soon. By the way, I'm just going to throw this out there, Raj. Blake, Tarek Skubal, future Dodger, what do you think? I think so, too. I absolutely think so, too.
Yeah.
But what do you think of this Blake Snell injury? What do you think? Have you ever had a scope surgery?
Yeah, I have. I mean, removing loose bodies are important. It's not even necessarily like a pain thing. Mm-hmm. It's your body is reacting to, like, there's literally a piece of like cartilage or bone that is like either floating around in the area.
Oh yeah.
And your body flushes that area with extra fluid, which creates swelling that normally shouldn't be there. So, yes, like at some point, you have to have a surgery to remove the loose body so that it stops swelling up mm-hmm. and sending all of the extra fluid to that area. Now, I don't know about the microneedling and you know.
It's a relatively new surgery. So I actually had a full conversation about this yesterday.
Okay.
There is a guy in the industry known as the injury expert named Will Carroll. And I had like a 30-minute conversation with him about this. He sent me some articles about this new surgery. And it's not necessarily revolutionary, but it is a step forward in how we're kind of handling these things. It's almost, when I say microneedling, it's like a little needle that they're basically just going in so you don't have to necessarily make an incision, quote unquote, and you basically remove the actual loose body that's in there. And if it's done well enough, you could be back on the field or the court really quick.
That
is crazy, right?
It's crazy, man. I can't envision a completely non-invasive way of removing a loose body, but if that's possible, then yeah, that would be amazing. I think when we're looking at Blake Snell's performance, like, you have to assume that this is creating some issues with his ability to consistently throw the ball the way he would like to.
Oh, big time.
Even if it's not painful necessarily, you're aware of it. There's additional fluid in that elbow. You don't have the range of motion and the power and the strength that you normally would have. So if they can get this done and he can be back soon, that definitely bodes well for like getting prepared for the postseason and making sure the Dodgers are ready to make a run for that third title.
Like, I always mention this to people when, like, especially if you're a big baseball fan and you hear like an elbow injury. Now, obviously, the words we need to avoid always are Tommy John, but Tommy John surgery, in case you don't know what a Tommy John surgery is, a little inside baseball. Tommy John surgery is your UCL, is your ligament that's in your right elbow or your left elbow. I was a righty, so my right elbow is the one I always used. It basically, you tear that, it's just basically, you have to basically just reattach it. Now, there's other ways to do it these days. They graft it from your knee and add that ligament, and sometimes guys come back stronger from Tommy John than they were previously. Right now, guys coming back from Tommy John, very notably, LA native, Garrett Cole, over there with the New York Yankees. He's currently battling back from a Tommy John surgery. He'll be back relatively soon. That's why this surgery and this news for Blake Snell is really encouraging. It's not a Tommy John surgery. There's no ligament damage. There's no, according to what we've been told, no structural damage at the moment. This is something where he could be back, hopefully, before even the All-Star break.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
That would be incredible. That being said, here's my question for you, though, and this is what I think. Even if you can get Blake Snell back before the All-Star break, do you even want to tempt it and rush it? The reason why I ask this is the Dodgers got such a deep, deep pitching farm system. They have one of the deepest systems in all of baseball. Like, everyone always used to describe the Tampa Bay Rays, and they used to use the phrase, the Rays model. Like, how the Rays developed, no one else does it. Not true. Dodgers do it. Dodgers do it exactly as the Rays do, except They also spend money. So now you have the best business model and developmental humanly possible, and you have unlimited funds. That's why the Dodgers are as good as they are. They just, everyone gets hurt. Next man up is better than the previous man. And I freely admit this. I've never seen a team like it ever. And the Dodgers keep consistently doing it.
So you've answered the question.
Yeah.
And no, you don't.
I wouldn't rush him back at all, personally.
No, you're not rushing back.
You got Ohtani throwing at this clip. You got Yamamoto, who, by the way, got the loss last night. He's 3-4, which I don't think is very fair. He's got a 3.3 ERA. The guy pitched 7 innings, absolutely shoved. I think this Dodger team, even though people, I know Dodger fans and how they can be, and they can sometimes be a little, they're not unlike Yankee fans, and hear me out, Dodger fans, before you start yelling at me, I'm not calling you Yankee fans. We all agree Yankee fans are the worst. They just are. I've been in New York City for the last 3.5-4 years. They're the worst. They're pompous. They're thoughts of themselves. They truly believe, Yankee fans truly believe, that they themselves won 27 World Series. That is what Yankee fans are kind of like. I actually partially appreciate this about them, by the way. That being said, Dodger fans, breathe. Just breathe. The date is May 19th. And if we're going to panic about the Dodgers being tied for, and get ready for this, first place on May 19th, we should all take a step back and realize what an ungodly, charmed life we're living out here in Southern California, my guy.
Yeah, no panic, man. It's, you know, we were talking earlier about like how sometimes in games, like all the bats go quiet.
Oh,
like
yeah.
It's you know, in basketball, you very rarely see, like, you know, NBA teams go 3-for-27 from three. And it's like, how's everybody missing tonight? But in baseball, it's like, how does everybody not get a hit, right? And Yamamoto pitches a great game other than the one home run given up. And literally nobody, I mean, a couple guys got on base, but you couldn't.
But both teams, I mean, you can make the argument for, I mean, both pitchers absolutely shut. I will admit, part of this was both the arms were absolutely taking care of business.
True.
And then, of course, when you get in both the Dodgers bullpen, which is fantastic, and the Padres bullpen, which is spearheaded by Mason Miller, who is the only guy in baseball who's got an ERA the same as Shohei Ohtani at 0.8 ERA. If you get to the ninth inning with Mason Miller up there and you don't have the lead, you have a problem.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That is fair. But the when you are playing, you know, into the for the Dodgers, right, the World Series, you're playing the most amount of baseball games. Your season is longer than everybody else's.
162, man.
You know, plus the postseason games, you know, that you add to that. Which then also shortens your off season and your ability to recover and reset for the next season.
Mm-hmm.
And now that the Dodgers have, you know, they won the last two World Series, but also a couple years prior to that, they still were making deep playoff runs for multiple years.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to think about all of
it's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
These guys having a shorter and more condensed offseason than everybody else in baseball, which means in some ways the margin of improvement is smaller because the offseason is where we get better. And when you shorten and condense that, I'm not always able to add some of the micro skills and adjustments in my performance that I need to add in order to get better in the offseason. So it's why Freddie Freeman will switch the toe up and turn the heel out.
Oh, yeah, make an adjustment, man.
But in the season, as opposed to, like, he didn't get 4 months in the offseason to perfect that.
That is relatively true, actually. Yeah. I got a question about you on that. But real quick, I just want to give a big thank you to a few of our day one fan supporters like Kalshi and Ruder Hero. We appreciate your partnership. And of course, you guys are listening to Derek and Decker here on the Fan LA 97.1. Hopefully, you're joining us on your daily commute here in Los Angeles, California, or you're listening to us live on the Odyssey app. Maybe you're watching these beautiful, beautiful faces on YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. And where can you find that? Well, that's at the Fan LA. Get in the chat. And by the way, the chat has been very, very, very live since Jump Street of this show today. I actually have a question about something you just said.
Talk to me.
And it's that idea of a shortened offseason. Listen, yeah, I will admit, Major League Baseball teams, especially if they go to the World Series, you end at the end of October. Sometimes the World Series goes into November, and you got to be back at spring training in February. So we're getting, you're really only getting 3 months off. Not a lot of time if you're a Freddie Freeman, a Mookie Betts, a Shohei Ohtani. But you were in a similar situation, being that you were a Laker that was going to the finals. And listen, I always make fun of it, but let's not mince words here. The playoffs in the NBA is 2 months long, and your offseason, if you finish that two-month playoff, is very short. How often did you have to make, or teammates have to make, like in-season adjustments because of that shortened offseason?
Yeah, it was the adjustments were a little less and more about refining what you do well. You know, it's hard to make an adjustment in your game with such a short window, because it's all about trust and confidence in those big moments. Mm-hmm. And so trying something new in a game setting that you haven't perfected through thousands and thousands of reps is tough to do. It's tough to go to something that you don't fully rely on, because you haven't tested it yet in those moments. And so, you know, I think what LeBron just played in his 300th playoff game,
I mean,
or so, and that, so like the math
crazy.
On that is he's played almost four additional seasons,
mm-hmm,
of just playoff games on top of the 22, 23 seasons that he's played
insane.
Regular season.
Insane.
Yeah.
It's his playoff career is like anybody else's three full careers.
Yes, it is. And so in those scenarios, you're almost focusing more on maintenance, sustaining what you do well, finding a way to kind of recover and be as healthy as you possibly can for that upcoming season. But that's why it's so difficult to repeat and continue to win at a high level, because in some ways you aren't necessarily improving year over year. You're kind of sustaining, mm-hmm, and maintaining. Everybody else is getting better because they're chasing you.
They really are. And they are,
yeah,
too. That's,
yeah,
the other thing. Like, but there's the other thing. Then you got you mentioned the added years of your career because of those playoff runs. That's just the wear and tear on your body. That's why I also look at LeBron like, just what a marvel. The extra 4 years. Yeah, he's 42. No. He's 46. He's actually 46.
Yeah.
If you really look at him
in
basketball years, he's 46 goddamn years old. It's insane that he's doing this.
It is absolutely insane. And so, yeah, you like, when you think about it from that perspective, then some of the players from the Dodgers are experiencing that same thing,
mm-hmm,
right? And so over the course of a long regular season in baseball, you're not going to get the best version of the team throughout the entire season. Like, they weren't able to train for this season the same way they did in previous seasons,
mm-hmm,
when they had a little more time or the season was a little shorter. And so, you know, to the Dodgers' credit, it's why when they've made some of the offseason additions that they've made, where new guys have come in, that, you know, fresh energy, guys that maybe didn't win the World Series last year that can bring a greater sense of urgency into the locker room, because they didn't get that taste last year. They didn't get to crack the champagne last year.
Especially in baseball, where the Dodgers at the top of the hill, people. Like, everybody. And they don't just want to beat the Dodgers. And I'm going to look at San Diego. And I know a few people that are listening and watch know that I played for the Padres. Calm down. I don't root for the Padres. You guys can all calm
Traitor.
Down. Traitor! Slow down. I can't handle who employs me sometimes. They drafted me and held me hostage for 7 years.
You should have passed up the money and been a real LA guy.
The money? What money do you think the Pods paid your boy? I got paid $638.43 after taxes for my signing bonus. This is a true sentence thing that happened. My clubby comes up to me. They're handing out checks. I'm literally getting work done on my training table. I was just drafted a week earlier. And again, $638.43. I want to make that abundantly clear. I'm sitting there on the training table.
You play for the Padres?
Padres. $643.43.
San Diego Padres?
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Major League Baseball. That was my signing bonus. And that's what I got for leading the nation in home runs at UCLA. Now, hold off on this. Here, okay. Here's the deal. My clubby comes up to me. He's handing out checks. He's like, Cody, hey, signing bonus day. And he hands me the check, and it's closed, right? And he says, hey, man, make sure you don't spend it all in one place. And then I open it, and he sees the check. He leans over, and he sees the price of the check, and he goes, it's going to be kind of hard for you, though, isn't it? And I just remember my heart sank. I'm like, this is professional baseball. This is going to be what it's going to be like for me. 7 years in them minor leagues, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Until I got my big league opportunity, which was barely an opportunity. So, yeah, those of you that are saying, Cody, you're rooting for the Padres. No, they held me hostage for 7 years. I am not rooting for the Padres. That being said, I got to let you guys know something. Padres hate you guys so much, it's outrageous. Their fans hate us up here so much, it's outrageous. And you know what they hate most about us? It's not that we beat them. Oh, they hate that. They really hate that we beat them. They hate it more than anything in the world. Except one other thing. It's how little we care about them. That's what they hate. And they are right to feel that way. Boy, oh boy. Up down there in San Diego, they look at the Dodgers like, this is the biggest rivalry in the world. We are going to get them damn Dodgers. Up here, we're just like, Padres. So cute. So cute. And that's what they hate the most. And you better believe that whole clubhouse, they feel it, man. They feel it, and they want to beat the Dodgers in a bad way.
Well, that's the only way to change that feeling.
Well, beat them. Good luck. You got one last night. Here's the problem, Padres. It's May. What are you going to do when September rolls around? What are you going to do when October rolls around? When this whole Dodger team's healthy? Because that's the thing people keep forgetting. Everyone's like, when people are worried about this current Dodger team, like right now, going like, man, we're tied with the Padres. We're injured. What are we going to do? You were injured 2 years ago. You won the World Series against the Yankees. I know. I was there. It was awesome. You won that World Series with your AAA pitching staff. It was incredible. Last year, this team didn't even get to 100 wins. This team last year was injured the entire season. They were healthy in October. It's all you need the Dodgers to be healthy for. As long as they're in the dance, Dodgers are going to be the scariest team that exists, period. Stop.
Yes. I mean, it's you know, the way you get it done each year, you have to be willing to accept that it's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
You may not win as many games in the regular season. The performances may not, you know, the high-level performances where you're just dominant and you're at another level that nobody else can touch. Like, you may not get to those as many times.
Mm-hmm.
But your ability to recall and get back to it because you've done it before is what makes you special and unique. The Dodgers being able to call on the best parts of who they are in Toronto, in the World Series, on the road, like those are the types of experiences that then as they work through this season and they get into the postseason and you have an elimination game on the road in wherever, like I do this. Mm-hmm. You saw Alex Caruso last night,
yeah,
shot after shot. You read the words he was saying. I do this.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I do. Because he's recalling on the fact that he's done this before in a Lakers uniform.
Mm-hmm.
In other uniforms, he knows how to be ready to play big games. And so the Dodgers have a roster full of guys.
Yeah, they
have a clubhouse full of managers that know how to play and perform when they have to in the biggest moments. And so that's what you rely on even sometimes when things are up and down.
And by the way, those of you who want to hear the highlight of last night's Dodger game, here it is.
Winner. And too hard to left field. Teoscar Hernandez going back at the wall. It's gone! Miguel Andujar. Home run puts the Padres on top 1-0.
And then nothing else happened. That was the first inning. and nothing else happened. 1-0 win. This is a 3-game series, so the Dodgers are back at it tonight against the San Diego Padres. Looking forward to that matchup. We will keep you going on all of those things. This has been Derek and Decker so far. And, of course, our phone number, 855-97-LA-FAN, 855-975-2326. We want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on the Dodgers? What are your thoughts on the Lakers' future? And, of course, what was your thoughts on last night's absolute banger of a Western Conference Final Game 1. We want to hear from you. And, of course, get in the chat on YouTube, get in the chat on Twitter and on Twitch at TheFanLA. We're going to take a quick little break. Coming up, oh, we're going to find it out. We're going to find out in a big way. Is D. Fish going to hit it or is he going to quit it?
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.